There's a particular kind of exhaustion that comes from chasing something that never gets closer. You land the promotion, but the satisfaction evaporates within weeks. You find the relationship, but somehow you're still restless. You hit the financial milestone, yet anxiety finds new reasons to visit. What's happening here? We've been sold a story about happiness, that it lives somewhere out there, waiting to be earned through the right combination of achievements and circumstances. But here's the uncomfortable truth. We've given away our power to a world that was never designed to complete us. When someone criticizes us, our peace crumbles. When plans fall apart, our joy dissolves. We've become emotional hostages to everything outside ourselves. But what if happiness isn't a destination at all? What if it's a frequency we can tune into right now, regardless of what's happening around us? Recent discoveries show that everything, including our thoughts and emotions, is vibrating energy. The frequency we operate on determines not just how we feel, but how we perceive reality itself. Two people can experience the same event and have completely different responses. One person radiates joy despite hardship, another complains amid abundance. The difference isn't their circumstances, it's their internal frequency, what we might call their theme of consciousness. These themes range from shame, the most disconnected from our true nature, to complete freedom, the most aligned with who we really are. Your current theme acts like a filter, coloring every experience. And here's what keeps us trapped, believing that external changes will shift our internal state. Without healing the root of our dissatisfaction by evolving our consciousness, we simply recreate our problems in new settings. The horizon will keep moving. Most thoughts aren't original. They're inherited patterns absorbed from parents, teachers, media, and culture. To survive and belong, our minds synchronized with surrounding perspectives, adopting their fears and beliefs as our own. This creates what feels like a fixed identity, automatic reactions we call me. The mind's constant dialogue narrates every moment, creating stories to feel secure. When triggered emotionally, it immediately constructs justification. Of course I'm angry, look what they did. These narratives seem convincing because the mind selectively gathers evidence to validate its position. Here's the revelation. You are not your thoughts. Notice your thinking process right now. There's an awareness observing those thoughts arise. If you were truly your thoughts, who would be observing? The untamed mind obsesses over being right, even at happiness's expense. By blaming circumstances or people, we strengthen these patterns and make ourselves victims, giving away our power. Through repetition, these patterns wire into our biology. Each time we indulge shame or anger, we strengthen their neural pathways. Each moment spent in gratitude and love strengthens those pathways instead. As the Cherokee teaching reminds us, within each person are two wolves, one of misery, one of compassion. The one that wins is the one we feed. Watching the mind's chatter creates separation from its commentary. By stepping back, we discover a silent awareness, observing without attachment, allowing us to choose which frequency to engage rather than automatically repeating past cycles. Presence transcends mental chatter, experiencing life without the ego's editing. We notice rich details, fabric texture, sunlight through windows, cool air entering our nose. Such simple moments can bring tears of gratitude, transforming life into something sacred. Gratitude is perhaps the most powerful frequency we can occupy. In genuine gratitude, suffering cannot exist. There is no lack, fear, or limitation. We access presence by shifting our inner narrative to gratitude throughout the day, appreciating overlooked details. Meditation develops this capacity, sitting with the intention of watching the mind. Instead of claiming thoughts as mine, we observe them impersonally. A thought of shame arising, a feeling of fear coming up. We become like the sky, no longer identifying with passing clouds. Even 5 minutes of daily practice increases our capacity for presence, helping us drop self-judgment and accept ourselves and others at a profound level. Water crystal experiments reveal consciousness affecting physical reality. Water exposed to love forms symmetrical crystals, while shame produces chaos. Operating from fear creates worry and distrust. Operating from love generates compassion and connection. Limiting themes include shame, unworthiness, guilt, obsessing over wrongness, hopelessness, defensive numbness, grief, viewing change as loss, fear, imagining negative futures, desire, addiction to wanting, anger, demanding expectations, and pride, proving worth through superiority. Liberating themes include courage, self-honesty and growth, neutrality, non-confrontational acceptance, willingness, self-motivated development, acceptance, releasing attachment, reason, transcending emotional blocks, love and inner peace, accessing the eternal spring within, and true freedom, the ecstatic bliss of self-realization. Without awareness, we believe problems originate externally rather than from our internal frequency. Transcending limitations requires specific practices. Shame transforms through compassionate understanding, guilt through humility, hopelessness through allowing grief, fear through focusing on desired outcomes, desire through gratitude, anger through surrendering control, and pride through recognizing everyone can win. Inner work realigns you with love and joy through three essential steps practiced consistently. First, develop awareness of triggers. Notice whenever you fall from peace. Identify what triggered the emotional shift by focusing inward rather than blaming external circumstances. Name the feeling without judgment: anxiety, craving, insecurity, anger, fear. Observe your body's responses and mind's patterns impersonally. Second, identify the root belief. Explore what deeper belief is being revealed. Look for patterns: feeling abandoned when people don't respond immediately, assuming criticism when receiving feedback, or believing you must be perfect to be worthy. Use I language to expose the theme. I believe I'm not good enough, or I think I must control everything to be safe. Third, release and replace. After exposing the root belief, decide whether to continue this narrative or rewrite it. Transform anxiety into trust. I believe the best case scenario will happen. Change cravings into contentment. My happiness is internal. Convert insecurity into self-acceptance. I am always loved unconditionally. With consistent practice over 21 to 40 days, neuroplasticity reconstructs your brain's pathways. Every conscious redirection brings forth new beliefs, thoughts, feelings, and actions of your liberated self. Remember yourself at 5. Happy, free, innocent, present. Life was pure wonder. As we grew, we formed an ego persona, identifying through belongings, achievements, and traumas. Like a child adding blankets after each painful experience, we've buried our true selves under layers of fear. Yet underneath, we remain innocent, free, and whole. Mental decluttering reveals this nature again. Consider the miracle of your existence, floating through space on a rock orbiting explosive gas. Your heart beats effortlessly. Trillions of cells work in harmony. Most remain unaware due to entitlement and ingratitude. The final transition requires facing our deepest fear. The ego mind resists. I've kept us alive. Why abandon me now? Going beyond ego means consciously accepting death and facing existential fear. Sincerely admitting, I don't know how I exist, opens the door to self-realization. You can be happy and free right now. Nothing external needs to change. All suffering comes from forgetting who we are. The journey home isn't about becoming someone new, it's remembering who you've always been.